B-Pod Studios.
Interesting article in Business Week. Like to get some people's comments on this. You know, you go into work and the old adage, Big Brother is watching, apparently is true. According to Business Week, 2 years ago, 35% of U.S. companies looked at employee email. Now it's up to 45% of the companies, some of which you work for, look at your email. Also add on video surveillance. Companies are listening to phone calls of their employees and using a lot of other electronic monitoring. 67% of companies are eavesdropping on employees. Find out what they're doing at work. They may be on the phone from Monolithic Corporate Security, Hal Klitner. Hal, welcome to the show.
Yes, certainly.
You go around to businesses and tell them how to do this kind of stuff.
Well, that's correct, Stan. And the number that you quoted there at 67%, you can feel certain that's going to climb. The only companies that aren't doing it right now are companies that are simply limited by financial resources, and we expect the technology needed for this to certainly become more affordable and more widespread.
Isn't this a violation of an employee's personal rights?
As a matter of fact, it's not.
How do you figure?
There have been numerous court decisions that do in fact back up the companies when it comes to their equipment. You know, when you're at work, you're not talking on your personal phone. That is a phone that is bought and paid for by your company. The long distance that you use, bought and paid for by your company. The computer you use, bought and paid for by your company.
These are not your material.
These belong to the company. And when you are being compensated, when you are on the clock, as it were, you belong to that company. And everything you do belongs to that company. This is not your personal time.
Well, I'll tell you right now, though, but being that this is also my time working for the company, if I have a child that, is sick and I need to phone home, if I need to go and make some plans for later on, if I can't make a meeting, if I'm doing something else, it does not give the employer the right to eavesdrop on my phone calls.
First of all,
check my email.
I don't want you to take this as being something that is necessarily a negative, because we are very proactive about this, and we understand that there's going to be some initial concerns on the part of the employee.
You are dealing with a privacy issue.
Well, it may be a privacy issue, but the courts have backed us up on this.
I don't know what courts are backing you up on this.
You could just give me a moment to speak. This is not an adversarial thing, necessarily.
If I have my own email.
I will tell you this, our corporate slogan, our logo, if you will, Monolithic Corporate Security, we have the right.
You don't have the right.
Perhaps it would be easier for you to swallow this if you understand that, and the way we try to put it to our clients and their employees when we have a getting to know you session. We're not Big Brother. Think of us as a kindly uncle. We do marvelous work with the companies that we work for. We do things where, for instance, let's say that we see someone talking on the phone or using the email and visiting travel websites or things like that, and they're thinking about a vacation. What we would do is we would be proactive and notify the employee that they are wasting company time, but in return for them giving their loyalty to the company, we would go and we would book a dream vacation.
Hold on, that's a bunch of crap.
We would do all the legwork. We would arrange for the hotels, wherever it is they want to go. We will do that for them. We want to let them know that they're important. They're an integral part of the company.
Baloney.
And we need them focused on that.
These
are things,
Al,
that we do. For instance, if there was a problem with a child at school, you brought that up. That's a very common thing. If it is a disciplinary problem, Stan, what we generally do is we send a corporate attorney to the school to speak to the principal and get the matter straightened out. Straightened out probably better than you as a parent could.
I want you staying out of my life.
Such as that.
You don't go and handle my responsibilities,
Stan,
and things like that.
I can also tell you that the technology that we employ saves lives.
What? How do you
figure?
I
can tell you, quite seriously, we did save at least one life quite directly that I know of. There was a woman who was going on in her email correspondence with her coworkers. She repeatedly said, "This place is killing me." We were able to do a suicide intervention, and Baker acted the woman, and she's now been committed.
I cannot believe this. You have no right to do that.
Those are just extreme examples. Also, if we find out that there are car problems, if you're driving a bomb or something like that, we'd have a courtesy car come to pick you up for work. These are all things that you don't have to ask for, that we do. We also protect our employees in that if we know that someone in the company has a health problem, we will make sure that we terminate that individual before this existing condition can go and drive up the insurance rates for the company
as a whole.
That
is our personal business. If I have a problem with my kid at school or something and I have to take the call at work, you're not going to intervene with that. I'm going to handle
that. Say Let's say you're having financial problems. This is going to be something that's going to make it very difficult for you to concentrate on your job. What we would do then is to garnish your wages and perform mandatory investments for you and put you on a budget until you can get your crap together so that you can concentrate on your job, which is the most important thing.
I would suppose that people calling in that have a comment about this will probably be monitored by you as well, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, any call that I make will be, and you heard this. I don't know if it made it onto the air, but any call I make, it may be monitored for quality assurance.
Right. Any
Let me tell you this. We're very pro-family also. We want to see you have the life you deserve, and we believe that the family is the core of a successful life. For instance, if we find out that a spouse may be pondering some sort of situation that could put them over the edge into the realm of infidelity, we would alert the spouse, we would alert clergy,
we would alert the closest
family members so that we can get this, nip this at the bud before it becomes a problem so that we can all concentrate on our work, which
none
is really the
business.
Most important thing.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with Hal Klitner of Monolithic Corporate Security.
Hi, I happen to agree with this guy because this has saved my company lots of time with.
So you're a company owner.
Oh yes, I am, and it saved me a lot of time with employees wasting time, such as extra breaks.
Yeah, you eavesdrop. Do you eavesdrop on your employees then?
On occasion, from time to time.
You do. You'll check their email. You'll listen into their phone conversations.
Yeah, any concerned business owner wants to do that.
I don't agree with that.
Well, it has to be done on occasion in order for security purposes. You never know what kind of things are going on and who to trust. You have to keep these things in that perspective so you know how to keep control of your company.
See, I don't know what the law is.
Absolutely right.
How do you figure?
I would encourage him to go as far as he wants to because, sir, no matter what these people tell you, you have the right.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with Hal Klitner, Monolithic Corporate Security.
Who is this guy? Where does he come from saying that, you know, if they've got a medical condition, that they'll terminate him before it gets too out of hand?
Talk to him. He's on the phone right now. Hal, what do you have to say about
that? That's absolutely correct, and I understand to a lot of people that would come across as sounding harsh and insensitive. But you have to understand, if you have a gangrenous limb, you would have it removed. And that's what these people are. When they get into these long-term health problems, they just drain the company dry.
Hal, have you ever heard of a violation
I'm obviously speaking to an attorney here.
Are you an attorey, sir?
No, I'm not. I'm just, it's a violation of the Privacy Act.
No kidding. You don't know what you're talking
about. No, that's a good point. The violation of the Privacy Act.
Our corporate slogan is, we have the right.
You don't have the right, though. That's the thing. You don't have the right.
I certainly do have the right. Your boss has the right. All bosses have the right. And what's more, unless you work for a very, very shaky company, they can afford much better lawyers than you, and you're going to wreck your life if you go and try to butt heads with them. Why not just get along?
Couple more calls here. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with Hal Klitner, Monolithic Corporate Security.
Hey, I was calling. I think it's a crock.
What about a company's eavesdropping on you? 67% of the companies do it.
Yeah, but it's a crock.
Hal?
She's entitled to her opinion. I'm also entitled to notify her employer.
You can notify her employer.
Yes, I can, Stan.
You don't even know who she is.
Yes, I do, Stan. With today's technology, I'm on a phone line with you. She is on a phone line to your radio station.
Yeah.
Although
I
happen to know that this woman is calling from work right now, and I'm going to notify her employer that she's wasting his time.
Good, do it, because I'm not calling from work.
She's not calling from work, Hal.
That's a nice bluff.
I'm on my way home from work.
Yeah, well, unless your home happens to be Master Plumbing.
One more call here, Hal, because these phone lines are going crazy.
These people are pathetic, Stan. They will just
You're
lie
pathetic.
And cheat and steal.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with Hal Klitner, Monolithic Corporate Security.
Yeah, I think the only thing I like about this whole idea is if people were fired from their job, if they get caught talking an email in foreign languages.
We're aware of that, and we have translation available for all of the normal languages, you know, the usual thing that Hispanic
normal.
People and things like that. If it gets beyond that, we would farm that work out and have it translated. But I'll tell you another thing that these wage slaves try to do.
What's that?
Is they try to slip by you by using code. Here's one that just happened upon my desk today.
Yeah.
And you can tell me what you would make of this. I'll tell you what the truth is.
Okay.
It says, "Dearest Flower Petal." This is on company time, Mike.
Mm.
"Dearest Flower Petal, I miss the smell, the taste, the time I have with you. Peeking glimpses through your partially open blinds just can't get me through the times without you. Although your panties help. I need more. Tell your husband you need to get out and play bingo or buy some more Furbies so we can do the nasty tonight. I love you, Tulips." Now, what you would think that this was some innocuous sort of love letter,
yeah.
Lust letter, if you
sure.
will.
That's
but
exactly
that
what it
is. It's a narcotics deal, and we are going to be monitoring that tonight. We've informed the police, and they will be there.
Al Clinton, you got a website?
No, we don't, Stan. That's another thing that people need to realize is that websites are not secure.
Right.
You cannot trust the internet. Someone is always watching or listening, and we would be fairly foolish ourselves if we thought that we were somehow above that.
Just remember, Hal Clintner, somebody may be watching you right now. Hal Clintner from Monolithic Corporate Securities, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, and if anyone wants any information,
no, they don't.
In there,
they don't want it.
Never before have so many known so little about a subject so big and so important. The capabilities of most weapons are pretty well understood, but when it comes to atomic explosions, the guessing game starts. All right, let's take a few minutes right now and get acquainted with an A-bomb. Meet Test Able.
A submarine bomb exploded in a harbor might affect a city. The affected area would be a poor picnic site, but might be entered briefly or passed through quickly with a varying degree of risk. Some of the falsehoods circulated about radiation effects are trivial, but upsetting. They're beamed right at one's self-esteem. Enough exposure to radiation will cause loss of hair. The treatment, if you'd insist, would be symptomatic. A toupee. But the condition would only be temporary. Your hair would come back. Same color, same cowlick. Which puts the finger squarely upon one of the major fallacies in the public attitude toward atomic weapons. It's the fallacy of devoting 85% of one's worrying capacity to an agent that constitutes only about 15% of an atomic bomb's destroying potential. And that's unsound. Doesn't fit.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon.
To the sounds that make life worthwhile. Just a friendly reminder that life is good in the afternoon with Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Tim Conway died.
I saw that.
That's sad. I only got to see Tim Conway one time in my life, and that was when I saw Mr. Lewis, and Tim Conway was in the crowd.
In the crowd?
Yeah, and it caught everybody off guard except for the people that were near Tim Conway. Mr. Lewis, by that point in time, was an elderly man. This was at... what's the place up in Clearwater?
Uncle Funny's?
No. It was one of those theaters. It was like the Barber Bee Man.
Oh, the Clearwater Arts and Events Center or something?
No. What is it?
Ruth Eckerd Hall?
Ruth Eckerd Hall. Nice place. Nice place. And so what Mr. Lewis did... because he couldn't tumble around on stage, he sat on a stool and started asking people, step up to the microphone, and if you have a question, I'll be glad to.
Well, that was the extent of his act in later years, wasn't it?
No. The last time I saw him, which incidentally was the last time he ever performed, which was right down here in Bonita, he didn't do too much other than showing a lot of video clips.
You mean Piscopo style?
Jerry Lewis was 90 and couldn't walk. But
you're saying he was ripping off Piscopo's?
Yeah, he did. But I saw him about 6-7 years earlier where he could still do his routines. But he took a segment.
What,
where,
like a Hey Lady?
Yeah, he did all that. But he was taking questions from the audience. And so people would step up to the microphone. And over to my back right in the theater, gentleman stood up and, yes, sir, you have a question. And it was Tim Conway. And you could see in Jerry Lewis's face, he knew it was Tim Conway and he had to react to Tim Conway. But the only thing he could remember was that his name was Tim. Tim, everybody! Tim! It was Tim Conway.
He would have been better off not to react.
Yes. And he goes, hey, isn't he great? He one of the greats, Burnett. And that's where I actually saw Tim Conway. And he was, you know, casually dressed, had a pair of slacks on, a crew neck sweater, and asked his question to Mr. Lewis, Jerry Lewis. Tim.
You know... Tim Conway and Harvey Korman were quite a pair. Quite a pair.
And Tim Conway and Don Knotts were quite a pair. They did 7 movies together. you know, your apple dumpling gangs.
Ghost and Mr. Chicken?
Ghost, no, he was, Tim Conway wasn't
ghost
in the Ghost.
And Mr. Chicken? No, he wasn't. Apple dumpling gang?
The Private Eyes.
I didn't see that. I did see Apple Dumpling Gang.
And the Apple Dumpling Gang rides again.
I had to because I was
again.
A small child and was that was the only thing at the matinee.
Do yourself a favor and watch the Private Eyes if you want to laugh. That stupid laugh. I mean, it's not anything that
that's
requires
what we laughed
thought.
At then.
It's
that is what we laughed at.
I know. And it was good stuff. I was in college when that movie came out. Saw it in the theater. And they played like Holmes and Watson solving a crime. But yeah. 85. Didn't you say, Bonehead, that he had his brain and everything? He had
He was in good shape. He was in good shape. No Alzheimer's, no dementia.
Wait a second. You're back to calling him Bonehead?
Oh, egg yolk?
Yeah, I thought you were going to call him egg yolk.
No, man.
What's going on there, egg yolk?
Which do you like better?
I like Bonehead.
What
bro.
Have you done to your hair?
What are you talking about, man?
What did you put in your hair?
What have you done to it? Are you putting product in your hair?
Well, it's growing out, you know?
Odd thing he did.
He's putting
is
product in it.
Well, he shaved out. His head bald.
Yep.
But dyed the stubble
blonde.
Neon blonde.
Yep. Now, you're putting product in it.
It's grown out.
And
so
you
it's,
got
it's
product.
Like so is that, that's man. Like the poor man's highlights.
Well, damn right, bro. Yeah. That's how you do it, son.
That's gay.
Shut up, man. I ain't no homo, bro.
But why would you look like that?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You got product and you look like you got highlighted hair, frosted hair.
I'm bored, man. I got nobody to hang out with. You know? I'm sitting around.
You want to go to Haagen-Dazs today?
Possibly, yeah, because he needs errands run.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Don't worry, we'll get it
and
done.
And you're short a couple of bucks. They're frosty.
Yeah, I missed you yesterday.
Man, brother, I know, man. I know, bro.
Marvin, do you need something?
Oh, yeah,
you
what's he right? looking at? What, are you looking at my hair, bro?
He's trying to see if it looks homo. See? Let's ask him.
Is that what, yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Marvin.
Come here.
Come
you got
me a look. Get a look.
Look, man.
Do you think that looks homo?
Is that homo, bro?
Looks.
Oh, come
honestly.
It looks a little gay.
Is it? Come on, Marvin, tell me.
No,
what
seriously.
Do you, what do you think, man?
Just yes or no. Matt, what do you think?
Bro.
He's got Boss. Product in it, too.
Boss.
It's the whole package.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me, man?
See, Marvin's too polite, but he knows.
He knows. They're order up some clippers now, boys.
Marvin, is he sending out the wrong signal?
Am I? Why is he smiling like that?
He blushed.
Yeah, he's tripping me out, man.
You look really creepy.
Dude, that's you still got them clippers in the office? Because I'm cutting it.
No, you better do something.
Because I know that's not what you mean to do.
No, it's not.
That's not what you're trying to attract.
How about, look, I'll do this.
Did you see the way he looked at you?
Yeah.
How about this?
Staring at me through the glass and stuff, man.
If somebody can bring in that wash-in hair color, you want to do that?
Well, I got blue at the house. I was going to do
that. Oh, no. Why are you doing that, man?
Is that what you're going to do?
I was.
Blue? No. You get
I don't want
stuff
black
that you,
again.
That you shampoo in, and what? Then don't forget to do those eyebrows.
No.
Those dark eyebrows.
No, not again, man. I can't walk around looking like Groucho, bro. That was bad.
That was probably your worst, wasn't it?
Oh, that was so bad.
I don't know why you did this to yourself, though.
Because, man, I get...
Self-esteem issues, is it?
I don't know. I'm just...
Because you're the waterman, man. You don't need things like this.
I know.
Rob, post that right away.
Oh, yeah, thanks,
get
Rob.
Get it close up right in the hair. It's you have it frosted.
There's
product in it. It looks so gay. It looked like...
Why do you use those words?
Look, there it is!
What? Why do you use those words? See, that was terrible, man.
Oh,
that's not cool. That's not cool.
That's
not cool. That's not cool.
It's very cool.
But you're the one that did it.
Yeah.
But it's not cool.
It's just a picture of you.
Jeez. Damn it, man. I'm funny looking.
It's so gay.
Shut up, man.
Do you remember, and I don't know if you want to say his name.
What?
But a man older than us, by a lot. worked here and went through a midlife crisis where he tried to look like he was a member of the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
Really?
It was really disturbing.
You knew him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
He came in and had his hair all spiked up. He had
it's like,
all,
what are you doing,
he
man?
He had blonde highlights put in. He started wearing leather vests and bandanas. And you know what he had for his Facebook profile? His feet kicked up on the control board saying, life at work. Bad. Bad.
I don't know what gets into people.
Look at you.
Look at
and now you know you got your gray sideburns coming in aggressively.
I know, man.
And then you put that with product and blonde highlights.
It looks gay.
Will you shut up?
Oh, it's really strange, man.
Yeah.
Stop freaking me out, man.
It's
is
like,
it really that bad?
Last week it
wasn't. I don't even look in the mirror, man.
Last week it wasn't that bad. Now that it's grown out.
Right.
It looks worse because he's putting product in it, and he probably spent about 15 minutes combing it.
Well, his normal hair is growing in now, and so he's left with just the blonde highlights, and it looks like he's been to the beauty parlor.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody inexperienced. One of them beauty schools.
Yep.
Little training school.
Yeah. Well, who did your hair? Frenchie?
Yeah. They call him Frenchie.
Beauty school dropout.
God. Can Haney and I do this? All right.
Oh, you're going to remember.
I'm going to remember right now. I'm not going to forget our buddy Aaron Walker. Naples Nissan. Aaron Walker is a very smart man, and he told Haney and I, hey, wake up. You simply can't buy or lease a new car with zero down and $89 a month. Come on, you're smarter than that. Your cell phone bill's higher
why you hear 65 months.
How about no kidding around over at Naples Nissan?
That's one thing. He's not a BSer.
No. He's going to tell you straight up, going to give you a minimum $7,000 for that old clunker sitting in the driveway.
Now, if Aaron Walker tells you that, he means it.
Yeah, he does. And even if it runs maybe and it's got some AC, he's going to probably give you more for that towards a 2019 Altima, Rogue, Murano, Pathfinder.
Not just more.
Armada.
Thousands more.
Titan.
9, 10, maybe even 11.
It's got 600 new Naples Nissan cars on the lot. Go down and see our buddy Aaron Walker, his son Chad. Demand to see him. Pine Ridge Road, or visit NaplesNissan.com.
Yep, drop our name. They'll take care of you.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen? Hey, it's a real radio, and it works great. Could I build one, too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting, too? Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Dan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Oh, it's getting a lot of action on our Facebook page.
Oh, God.
The pictures of the twink over here.
Is that what they're saying
I don't
now?
Know why you did that to yourself,
either, man. Dude, I got nothing to do.
Absolute Law text line. Hey, guys, don't give Dave too hard of a time about his hair. It's just part of his gender fluidity.
Man, you're cool. You skate.
That is not
you
cool.
Rock, yeah. Man. Why would you do this?
You come across looking so twinky.
No, why did
those
you?
Are the, those why, are bad words, Stan. Bad words, bro.
Why did you do it? Did you think it would make you look younger?
No, man. No, well, I originally shaved it and dyed it. It's just been growing out, man.
Whatever.
But why?
You went in today and specifically stood in front of a mirror putting product in your hair, and you know damn well you were like, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. Ladies going to love it.
Yeah.
Damn right. Ladies don't.
No.
Yeah, others do.
That's not cool, man. Bro, I need shavers.
Then it's you did it. Not cool. Where you did it.
But why did you do it?
I don't know.
Did you want to look younger?
No. No, it's just something I was like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. Why not?
But what made it seem like a good idea? That's what I'm trying to get at.
You know, I always wanted to do it back in the early 90s, man. Jeez.
Stop looking for excuses. Well,
that would have been the time. Why now?
Leave the diva alone.
Because I'm catching up for lost time, bro. And it didn't work out.
Man, you got a lost time. A lot of lost time.
Yep, yep.
I've burnt a lot of brain cells.
Mike Chiannopoulos on today. Stan's Name That Movie. Let's do the grab bag right now. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
How do you spell that, Dave?
G-R-A-B-B-A-G, grab bag.
Yeah, I told you about that.
Yep. Fast as a whip.
Yeah.
Do it one more time, Dave.
G-R-A-B-B-A-G, grab bag.
Yep.
The grab bag.
Good boy.
From his elementary night school spelling bee.
People think you're kidding about that. You went to elementary night school?
Sure did. Yeah.
Where when you high spell school, the word, school? Then you pronounce the word.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do better at elementary night school than you did in elementary day school?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's where you learned your alphabets?
Yeah, I got to sleep in, everything, man. Surf.
There's a new industry starting. You know, the Amish are known for their furniture.
Yep.
And a lot of not everybody can afford to go to a dentist.
Nope.
Your smile says a lot about you. Don't trust it to just anyone. Put your smile in the hands of a craftsman at Amish Smiles, where a complete set of handcrafted Amish-made wooden teeth starts at just $78. And right now, in celebration of our newest dental barn, hand-rubbed wooden tooth staining is half off and available in shades like mahogany, teak, or Benjamin Franklin red wine and tobacco spit. The Amish have been building heirloom quality furniture for years, so why not let them and their hand tools in your mouth? Amish Smiles. Over two centuries of dentistry without electricity.
Dave's on the cutting edge of 1998.
Damn right.
Yeah, man, you probably would have killed it in one of those boy bands.
Hell yeah.
You know about those boy bands, don't you?
Not
and their,
really.
And their manager?
No.
Yeah. What was his name? Pearlman?
Yeah, it was. Good. I couldn't remember it, but yeah.
He got hauled out of an office.
Yep.
Said enough with the boy bands.
Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to be around him anymore.
No. Get a load of this. There's a council member in Washington, D.C., that wants to allow people to give out tickets. He wants to have an app on your phone. You see somebody parked by a fire hydrant. You see somebody making illegal
U-turn. So we want to put that in the hands of Ms. Bedinsky.
Yep.
It would start small. Just 10 people per ward could be trained, make sure that they're ready to go. But when they see a vehicle that's
what is wrong with this guy?
What the Nazis wanted to do.
A fire hydrant. They would have the ability,
the
using an app on their phone, to be able to take a picture and actually have
that's
a ticket.
That's what the Chinese are doing now.
I think that civilians shouldn't be able to do that, because if you want to do that, then you should be able. You should be like a law enforcement. Like, we have law enforcement for a reason, yeah. And that's their job.
Yeah, I personally, in my youth, paid for most of the streets here with my parking tickets. I do not like it.
I'm paying my tax dollars, and that's the law, and if I'm a law-abiding citizen, I'm going to, you know, participate in that.
There's
when the law works best, it's because people follow the law voluntarily.
Correct.
And when people were on their own and we were an agricultural society, there was a lot more respect and people probably followed the law a lot more because there weren't that many. You knew your Constitution and you knew the Ten Commandments, and from there you could pretty much figure things out.
If you have Chrome on your computer, you can download thing.
It won't work on this computer. It doesn't show some websites because I'm still running Windows 98.
You got to be updated, but you can download on Chrome to your browser. It's called the baby blocker. So your friends...
I can't, but I was told, don't worry about it. It's not an issue.
Your friends that post all baby pictures,
yeah.
Now they're replaced with food and cars.
Oh,
what
nice.
Do parents do with their bundles of joy? Share the joy. With thousands of baby images on your newsfeed, whether you like it or not. So put on the baby blocker instead. It's a Google Chrome extension that swaps photos of babies for things you actually like, giving
baby.
You more browsing pleasure and a 99.9% certainty you'll stay kid-free. Download the baby blocker and never see a snotty face on your Facebook again.
Again, a baby.
It talks so funny.
Yeah, I know. Get a load of this guy. Now, what he did was horrible. I think it was based on stupidity, not racism. But he digs himself a deep hole when he tries to explain himself. This is a horrible accident. A 78-year-old bus driver in Utah got fired after he pinned a kid's backpack in the door of the bus. So the kid gets off the bus, backpack is there, doors close, he takes off, kid's getting pulled at the door by the backpack because the door is closed. The kid was dragged 150 feet along the sidewalk. The kid's mom immediately screams racism because the kid is biracial. But the local news got to the bus driver, and he proved to his point he's not a racist. Take a listen.
A Utah mother is now suing the school bus driver who she says intentionally dragged her son. She claims that bus driver did it because he's racist.
Yeah, video from the school bus shows the 14-year-old's backpack gets stuck in the doors as he exits. The bus starts moving, dragging him several feet as students look on. In a civil rights lawsuit, the teen's mom claims he was targeted because he's biracial.
I was glad he didn't kill him. I was glad he didn't go under the wheels.
Would you say that you're racist?
You Not go. At all. No. Look at my dog. He's as black as can be.
Okay.
Just talks himself right into a hole.
Well, he's got to defend himself,
yeah.
Stan.
Yeah.
And he, you know, pointed it right out. Well, look at my dog.
Oh, man. You know.
You know, we were talking about it off the air. And... something has gone on, and I'm not sure exactly what it is. Maybe it's a combination of factors, but when we were small, impressionable children, we were taught and paid attention to what Martin Luther King said. And we were told, this is correct. This man knows what he's talking about. And since he's been gone, I'm not hearing the same things anymore.
No.
And you and I bought into all that, but it doesn't seem to be what's happening.
Nope. There's more divide in labeling people today than Dr. King probably would have liked.
Well, when you got gay Mayor Pete going to kiss Al Sharpton's ring, I truly question where we're at.
Do you remember a few years...
when was Al Sharpton elected president of Black America?
I don't know. He became a reverend. Before that, he was a bagman for Don King. Fact, read it.
Tawana Brawley.
Remember a few years ago down at that Bennett's coffee shop where you could get that coffee that was pooped out by some animal? And it was supposed to be the most expensive coffee in the world.
Well, it's because they can't use the beans until it goes through the digestive
right.
tract of the monkey.
There's another coffee going around now. It's a $75 cup of coffee. No one seems to think it's worth $75 a cup.
Is anyone paying $75 a cup?
I guess so, but it's only limited. There's only so many cups that will be made of this. Well, here.
I was actually practicing with something completely different, just hoping that this would go good.
It's good. It's very good. It tastes like fruit. It's blueberry. Whether or not I would spend $75 on this regularly, that's another thing.
Wow, packs a punch.
It's very smooth. Good taste. Not something I would probably pay $75 for.
No. How about this?
Spending too much for coffee? Losing gasoline in the long coffee drive-through lane? Now there's a way to save money and time. Now you can make your own coffee at home.
Ah.
Take a coffee filter, pour in coffee grounds, slide those into your own coffee maker.
Oh.
Set it to brew, pour, and enjoy. How does that taste?
Huh, like coffee!
And this may surprise you. A 12-ounce bag of the coffee shop coffee is available in stores and could save you hundreds of dollars a year by making your coffee at home.
What?
Get a home coffee maker today. They're available now.
There you go. History was made earlier this week. Let me see when it happened.
Well, that's a bold statement. Yeah. I'll hold you to it.
Oh, yeah. You need to. It was just completed. The deepest dive ever to the bottom of the ocean.
Let me guess. They jettisoned the equipment and shot to the top.
You know, hold on. Let me see now. They went 7 miles down into the Mariana Trench.
Now, were they in a submersible or
I believe
had
so.
To be?
Yes, they were in a submersible.
Unless they've, you know, I would bet the Navy has a suit that could do it.
Now, this is the third time.
Well, it would have its own climate and pressure.
In the 1960s, it was done. And then James Cameron did it in 2012. But this one was the deepest yet. And there was an American explorer who did it. He also made a note in his observation. Down 7 miles, deepest anybody has ever gone.
No light down there.
But a plastic bag is down there. Said he found plastic down there, a plastic bag. Here's when they broke the record. They made history.
At bottom. Repeat. At bottom.
At the bottom?
Yep.
Yeah. Roger, LF. Understand you are on the bottom. Congratulations, Victor. Congratulations.
It was an amazing experience. It was an amazing dive. Almost exactly 12 hours. Down 4 hours on the bottom. I think the longest anyone's ever been on the bottom of the Challenger Deep. And then about 4 hours up. I went through pretty much all of my electrical power and had to be swapping batteries around and circuits around. It was a great journey. Saw some really interesting things on the bottom.
Including a plastic bag.
And some things he's been told he can't talk
cannot
about.
Cannot speak of. A whole society, a dome.
Why are you nodding, Dave? You know
what
about
do you
this?
Know? What do you know? What do you know?
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
Well, what do you know about it?
I would agree.
Oh, he saw the movie The Abyss.
No, Stan. No, Stan.
He's a know-it-all now.
No, Stan. There are things we're not allowed to talk about down there.
You include yourself.
Yes.
But you know.
But I know.
Tell me one thing.
All right. Let's talk about demons from outer space.
See how he sings like a canary?
Well, they're not from outer space. They're interdimensional.
Yeah. Interdimensional. They got bases down there, bro. We all know this.
He can't talk about
knowledge.
It, though. Chirp, chirp, chirp,
it is
chirp,
known.
Like a canary.
No, that's not. That's normal. That's
Put
standard.
Put a light in front of you, you'll
that
sing.
That is standard, Stan. Everybody knows that.
But then what else? What else?
There's things that I can't say.
Really? Like what?
Well, certain creatures.
I'll take this one,
Thank
Dave.
You, Haney.
Stan?
Yeah.
It is so deep and
deep
so dark. 7 miles.
Yeah. Hey.
So deep and so dark down there.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't hear it from me.
Yeah.
But some of the sea creatures down there.
Yeah.
Virtually unrecognizable, and they make their own light.
Yep. Some of them look like they have a fishing pole right on the top of their head.
They do.
With a worm.
Yeah. And then another fish comes to bite it, thinking it's bait.
And then they eat it.
Lazy bastard sits right there and takes them out.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, we all know.
Yeah. But there are some things. Yeah.
You can't talk about.
Once we're outside, Dave will cough it up.
Well, you know, you're right, Dave. The biggest scam they work on people is making them think that these aliens are from outer space when they're interdimensional.
Right,
absolutely.
Dave? Right?
I know stuff.
Jeez. What is that, bleach you put on your hair affecting your brain?
You know what? When the apocalypse hits, I'm sticking next to this guy because he'll survive.
Damn right.
Oh, yeah, probably will.
And everybody that's with me is going to live good.
Well, I'll go down with the rest of them. Because I ain't hanging out with you.
That's your loss.
Forever.
You'd be the lucky one.
Yep, I'd be. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Sometimes we think about maybe changing our minds and just say, f*** all this and just leave it all behind. But then some drunk ends up being caller number 10. Then we open the phones.
Ahoy.
And it starts all over again.
Stan and Haney.
On 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines open. 239-277-9600. I'll go over some prizes if you want to contribute to the show. Mike Chinopoulos, attorney at law, in about 30 minutes. If you'd like to text your question to us for Mike, great. You can do so now. And if we can get to him, we'll ask him. And then, of course, in about 30 minutes, you'll get a chance to call in as well. I have to go and read a couple of emails. This does not warrant a stick pin because the person because the person's coming back to Naples. But we got a text from Bangkok, Thailand.
Well, you know what they say about Bangkok.
Yeah. Well, ahoy, Stan and Haney from Bangkok. Love the show.
Is it Bangkok or Bangkok?
Bangkok. Love the Bangkok. Love the show.
Is it near that island?
Nope. Look. First, the waterman looks like one of the ladyboys here in Thailand.
Oh.
Very scary. Everybody's saying around the building. Yeah. Everybody's saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of your bigger mistakes, yeah. Dave.
What a twink.
Shut up, man.
Not what he's going for, dude.
Not, bro.
So, what were you going
so gay.
For? I don't know.
What did you think you were going to look like?
It just grew out. I can't help it.
But
my
what
hair
did
grew.
You think you were going to look like?
I don't know. I wasn't predicting. I had no clue what
then
it was going to look like.
Then why did you shave your head and dye it?
I shaved it just and dyed it because I was like, yeah, that's cool. But
why would that be cool when you look like a
because
twink?
Because it was already shaped. Well, it didn't look twinkish then, man. Just look like I had a blonde head.
You got a mirror?
Yeah. Then what do you think he was staring at before he came down here today?
Putting all that product.
No.
Yeah.
What'd you put in your hair?
No, I don't know.
Yes, you do know. Was it a gel, a mousse?
Your mom's hairspray, Aquanet?
Mom's Aquanet?
No, it was like a... It was an old gel that I had from a long time ago.
An old gel. Yeah. What, like a dippity-doo?
I don't know what it was. Be honest with you. The label's worn off on it.
That's a lie.
No, it's not, bro. It's been sitting around underneath the sink for like 15, 20 years,
man. It's a gel.
Yeah.
A pomade?
I don't know. It's a styling gel, Stan.
Styling gel.
Is it Dapper Dan or Fop?
No.
Dapper
Dan.
Thank you, Bangkok.
Yeah.
Dave looks like my ex-boyfriend, son Danny.
That's the Bangkok thing, man?
Not cool, man.
No, that's a different one.
That is not cool.
Danny.
Danny.
This is back from Bangkok. I love the show. First of all, the waterman looks like one of the ladyboys here in Thailand. It's scary. You guys were talking about the most expensive coffee. It's called Black Ivory Coffee, and it's from northern Thailand, and it's made by the Black Ivory Coffee Company. The coffee fruit is passed through elephants. I'm heading home to Naples this weekend, and if I can get my hands on some, I'll drop it off at the radio station. Have a great day. That'd be nice.
Bangkok, man.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a life.
Dave would definitely survive the apocalypse. Along with all the other cockroaches.
Right on.
This guy thinks that you're a Dapper Dan, man. 277-9600. Mike Chinopoulos in just a little bit. We'll take your phone calls now. 277-9600. Let us know what you think of Dave's hair.
Oh.
It's posted on our Facebook site. You know, there's about 7-8 pictures of the twink, and you can go in.
You need to shut the hell up, man.
Oh, we've got Babaku Saw. We've got Pewter Mug. Bam's Restaurant.
What the hell's going on in my life?
Hey, we got tickets to WWE SummerSlam, the Heat Wave Tour coming to Hertz Arena. It's going to be this summer, the 22nd of July, and we've got Fort Myers Miracle tickets if you want to go to the baseball game. 27796. What's your problem? What is your...
I'm just...
Yeah, facts are facts. And then you got that stubble boy George beard.
Yep. Come on, bro. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is stubbly, isn't it?
Yeah. Very boy George. Or what's his name? George Michael. Very George Michael look. 277.
I got to go, man.
277.
What do you mean you got to go?
I got to go.
You mean you need to use the restroom?
No, to the barber shop right over across the corner right
Don't
there.
Don't worry, you're on the radio, you boob. Yeah, you know, he can see you.
You're on the radio.
Woo!
Jeez.
All right.
I'm telling you, though, it's pretty bad.
Shut up, man.
I don't know what look you were going for.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Nobody did it to you.
Yeah, what are you, some club boy?
This music didn't help.
Yeah, well, it's you. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Scott from Fort Myers.
Hey, Scott from Fort Myers. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, dude?
Bro, I think you're talking to Dave.
Yeah.
Speak his language, hey. Waterman.
Woo!
Woo!
How many cold beers you had today, buddy?
A few.
Yeah? Been at the bar, you drinking at the house?
I want to win something.
You do you?
Yeah, man.
How do you want to win something? What do you want to do to win?
I'll do anything for you.
Why don't you sing us a song?
Okay.
What do you want to sing?
I went to Slayer.
You went to Slayer? What?
Yeah, man.
And?
Heaven.
What?
South of Heaven.
South of, is that what you want to sing?
Not really, because I don't remember it, because I was too drunk.
You sure this isn't the Scotch drinker that was with you at the baseball?
I swear to God, it just like him.
It was J.D. and Cokes.
Bastard.
He got there. You lose. You lose. Make sure that worked.
Yeah. Is it on?
Good Lord.
Yeah, always got to do something. Well, when you're drunk, right, Dave? 277.
Guys living the dreams,
9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Scott from Huntington, West Virginia.
Scott from Huntington, West Virginia.
Yes, sir. Home of the Thundering Herd, Marshall.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep, born and raised here in Huntington. Been here all my life.
We can give him a stick pin.
Is that where Randy Moll went?
Yes, Randy Moss went to.
Randy Moss did go to Marshall University.
And that's your home in Huntington, West Virginia?
Yes, sir, the west side of Huntington.
All right.
It's about 2 miles from Kentucky, right on the High River.
Rob, stick pin in the big map. Find that baby. We're going to give you a stick pin, okay, pal?
Yes, sir.
You are now representing the Stan and Haney Show.
That's exactly right. My friends listen to it, too. So
Now
we got us on the map.
God bless you, bro.
Now, how did you find us? Did you live down here at one point in time?
My cousin is a sheriff, I think, in Lee County. And
yeah,
he listens
county.
To talk shows. And he told me about you guys about 3 years ago. So I've been listening to you guys
Good
for about
deal.
3 years.
Good deal.
Yes,
we appreciate it very much. And we got a stick pin representing you.
That's cool. Tell Waterman just shave his head and just leave his hair alone.
Yeah, have you seen?
That's good
you haven't seen, you haven't seen the pictures, have you?
Don't look, bro.
Not yet. I'm at work. I'll check it out when I
get
home.
Yeah, when you go home, bring it up on your phone or your computer. It's very gay.
Hey, guys, have a fast day, okay?
You too, brother. Thanks for phoning.
Thanks.
All right, man. All right. Stick pin. Huntington, West Virginia. You ever been there, Dave? You know what? You go in those West Virginia hills looking like that.
Ooh. Yeah, that wouldn't be cool, man.
Tough time coming back.
Yeah, I wouldn't be coming back.
Brokeback Mountain?
Yep.
Brokeback
something. Find them guys out there in the woods talking about how what a pretty mouth you got.
You better watch yourself.
Do the old
Dan.
Ned Beatty on you.
You're getting so much entertainment out of this.
Not really. No, not really. Not really. I feel sorry for you.
Dave, do you know about Brokeback Mountain?
It's a movie, I know, yeah. I never watched it.
You wouldn't go up there, would you?
No, why would I go to a place called Brokeback Mountain?
Molly, get your loving on.
What?
Now I've been up the Chisholm Trail. Been through Death Valley hard as hell. I rode across the dusty plains. There's a cowboy running through my veins. But I ain't going down Brokeback Mountain. No, I ain't going down on Brokeback Mountain. That ain't right.
Damn right that ain't right.
I've watched the herd from dusk till dawn, but I did it with my britches on. You can have a chew, you can bum a smoke, but don't go reaching for my rope. I ain't going down Brokeback Mountain.
Get along, little dog.
That's bad.
Ain't right.
Ain't right.
Ain't right.
Yeah. They have a nickname for you over there up in Brokeback called that, Rosebud.
Yep. That ain't right, man.
Get over here, little doggy.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Justin Kessel.
Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, good. I thought you guys might want to throw a pin up on the wall. I used to live down there in Naples, and I ended up moving up to Menominee, Wisconsin.
Menominee, Wisconsin.
Monogamy, Wisconsin?
Well, yeah, that's one wife. What is it? Mahogany? Monogamy?
No, Menominee.
Monotonous? What?
Menominee.
Menominee.
Where is that near?
That is an hour east of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, man. Has it warmed up there yet?
Actually, it's 71 degrees today. I'm actually a UPS driver. I got both doors open and shorts on, and I'm cruising.
Good deal. And so you used to listen to us when you lived down here in Naples?
Yes.
And you took us with you?
Absolutely. Okay. Got you on iHeartRadio and a nice speaker on the side of the truck.
That is awesome.
Phenomenal. We appreciate it. You're now being represented, buddy.
All right.
Thank you
all right,
kindly.
Right. You ain't going down to Brokeback Mountain.
Hell no, man.
You all right, man? You okay?
He just can't wait to get home and shave.
Yeah, I'm so ready to go. I'm so ready.
Somebody want to bring some clippers down? Yeah. We'll take care of it right now.
Damn right.
Not like the kind that were bought before that Junior took home.
See,
I want some big sheep shearing clippers, and I'll take it right down to your skin for you.
You should have a cap, man.
Yeah, you've got to make it like a skull cap or something.
What?
You know, one of them knit ones.
Yeah, maybe we could knit him one. We got any yarn?
Is there a ball cap in here? I got a ball cap in the other room.
Oh, by the way, Dave.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Matt Mangus had a gift for Stan and I,
mm-hmm.
and I guess our station photographer got pictures of Junior in concert,
mm-hmm.
close up.
Mm-hmm.
We got them framed. They're beautiful.
His is in the office right now.
Stan's picture, Junior is like looking right at the camera. On mine, it caught him mid-lick on the guitar.
Right on.
You didn't get one, though.
Right around the fifth fret.
One more call, and then we got to take a break. Make way for Mike Chiannopoulos. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, buddy.
I was just calling to let Dave know. Don't let everybody
you know, give him too much of a hard time about his haircut. If he looks gay or not, his boyfriend will tell him.
Thank you, jackass.
All right, here's the deal. Mike Chiannopoulos is coming into the studio. You know him, attorney at law, esquire, a lawyer. He's here to help you. He comes in every Tuesday. If you have a question for Mike, child support, alimony, all family law, visitation with the kids, DUI, criminal, anything and everything except bankruptcy, veterans issues. You got a problem with the mortgage, got a problem with a landlord, got a problem with a neighbor. You got something on your record. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos coming up next, taking your phone calls. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
One of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Haney wearing that very American shirt today.
Yes, because we're Americans here and we love it.
I know it's not a popular stance these days, but...
You know, I just got a you know those things you put in your windshield and they block the sun?
Yeah.
Well, they have some, you know, stuff on them.
Yeah.
I got one that's kind of a skull and almost crossbones kind of thing, and America with the colors, and it says, love it or get out.
Yep.
I'm okay
well,
with that.
That's problematic, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's politically incorrect. Well, it's racist. Very insensitive.
It's racist is what it is.
And misogynist, I might add.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
277-9600.
You are a huge part of the patriarchy.
I'm culturally insensitive because I'm an old guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're problematic.
Yep.
Mike Chiannopoulos is in
you
studio.
You know, when I watch these news programs.
Okay, Dave.
When Dave I watch the Waterman.
Like his hair, do you?
I do. Kind of sexy, Dave. He's so cute.
See? And he wasn't, he didn't have any idea what we were talking about.
I didn't. What were we talking about?
That his hair and looks cool, very Mike. Gay.
And cool, man.
All the just frosting, saying. And he just wiped saying. It all out. He had product in his hair.
Oh. Product. Yeah. Oh. Product is a bad word. Do you even I have to put product in
yeah,
my hair.
Yeah, that's him.
Product in my hair. What is product exactly?
Well, according to him, it's a gel.
Have you ever,
it's 15 gel. Years
have
old.
Have you seen the new movie, the one about the lady whose Secretary of State runs for president?
No.
All right.
No.
I won't give it away, but I will tell you that I'm not going to be a spoiler, but I will tell you that Dave the Waterman, you should go see that movie.
Yeah.
We'll talk about why after you see it.
277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos is here. If you'd like to call, we have a line open. You can also text him on the Absolute Law text line. Same number. Just throw in the area code and text like you normally would from your phone.
Will it ever get to the point that my head doesn't explode when I watch? Like
no, because you were born in a different era.
When you watch what? CNN?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because they will say things and they're deadly serious.
I know.
And say things like, you know, we have Joe Biden in the race. Can the Democrats really afford to nominate a man, much less a white man?
Well, he did sniff somebody's hair, I want you to know. I was personally offended by the fact that Joe Biden would sniff somebody's hair and then still be vice president. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me? Are you people kidding me? Hashtag me to this.
Wait until you find out the arrangements he's made for his son.
Oh, well, that's already coming out now.
In Ukraine and China.
Oh, my boy will
billions
succeed.
Of dollars.
But Americans have nothing to do with that, especially American politicians. They don't do stuff like
no.
that.
No.
I just want to be clear.
He's
Hillary Clinton never made any backdoor deals.
He is actually on tape on video describing how he shook down the government of the Ukraine for his son.
Wow. Well, I want to say this to Vice President Biden, if he's listening. Look, you sniff somebody's hair, it wasn't inappropriate. It wasn't. That's, But anybody who commits a sexual battery or a sexual assault needs to be put in prison.
Absolutely.
Period. Unless, I just don't think sniffing somebody's hair amounts to that. It might be inappropriate. But
you happen to be an African-American lieutenant governor in Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, the rules don't apply. That's an exception. Haney.
Let's wait for the facts to come in.
Haven't you seen the footnote? Well, facts? What do we need that to make a judgment for? What are you talking? That's crazy.
277-9600. Karen has been waiting for 12 minutes, so let's get to Karen.
It's not bad. 12 minutes.
Not bad at all. Karen, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Thank you.
Karen, I appreciate your 12 minutes because my ex-wife wouldn't have waited 30 seconds.
Oh, not a problem. It's worth finding an answer.
Go ahead, Karen.
Well, I'll give you an answer. We'll see if it's worth anything. Go ahead. What's your question,
okay,
Karen?
My neighbors, wonderful neighbors, they have a slumlord for a landlord. Their refrigerator that was provided with the house broke down. He told them he didn't have enough money to fix it, so they went out and bought their own and kept the old one so he couldn't say it was the same one. Their septic wouldn't handle the flushing, and so he had one of the lines rooted, you know, like roto-rooted, and that didn't really help. So it's either collapsed or the septic tank needs pumped. And he says, oh, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money.
Right. He's got to put new lateral lines in.
And are you living next door to this?
And so what's your, so what's your stake in this if you live next door?
They're nice people, and I'd like to help them out.
All right. Well, under the Landlord-Tenant Act, they have certain very clear and very good rights. Florida has a Landlord-Tenant Act for residences and one for commercial. The one for residences is very tenant-friendly. It wants to protect tenants from landlords who would behave badly. And so they're going to have some substantial rights, and they can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'm glad to talk them through what their rights are.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very kindly.
Yeah. Let me ask you about that. You're dealing with biohazard, though, if a septic tank collapses and it's spilling out into the street.
It's not. It's a septic tank that's underground. You got to work out a deal with the IRS. The one thing about taxes like that, they don't want to put you in prison for. They want to work out a deal. They want to get their money, okay, over time. And you're going to have to pay interest if you work out a deal over time if you don't have the money to just pay them. Don't ever mess with withholdings. Like if you're an employer, you go to jail for that, okay? Don't ever mess with some other stuff. You go to jail. What you did, poor judgment, bad decision, it's recoverable. You're not going to go to prison for it. You got to work out a payment plan. If you can't do that by yourself with the IRS, call me, 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll put you in contact with somebody who does that.
Okay. 277-9600, Mike Chinopoulos, Absolute Law, Larry on line one. Larry, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Yeah, this is Larry. I'm calling from Key West.
Hey!
I listen to you guys every day. I used to live up there.
Larry, you're down in Monroe County.
I listen to you.
Made it, Larry.
I've got some bad news, finally. My wife just died of breast cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
St. Patrick's Day weekend after a 2.5-year battle with breast cancer.
Larry.
We went through the whole thing, and it was nothing but trouble the whole time. But I think they gave her too much morphine in the hospital here at the Lower Keys Medical Center. And I think I might should get a lawyer to look into this because I've got a huge loss on my hands now. We were married 29 years, and she was supposed to come home that weekend, the doctor told me, and they were dancing around in there giving her shots.
A little hospital negligence?
Yes. And I was just wondering if I could, at least put the fear of God in these guys for they can't be so loose with the morphine. Because I didn't call for it, she didn't call for it, and I saw two morphine shots come through there within an hour and a half of each other, and after they gave her the last one, suddenly she just collapsed.
Yeah. Too much morphine will stop your heart. Yeah. Morphine is named after Morpheus, the Greek god of sleep, for a reason. Listen, here's the thing. Medical malpractice cases are very complex and cost a lot of money because you have to certify it by getting a practicing physician to say this appears to be malpractice before you can even file the lawsuit, okay?
Right.
So there are people who do only that, and they're really good at it, and I happen to know one of them. So if you don't get this worked out to your satisfaction, you call me, and I'm going to put you in touch with this lawyer, and that's all he does, and he's really good at it.
And
all right.
So I just called the same number, or this is Stan Haney's number?
This is Stan Haney's number. You call 239. That's our area code up here. You know that because you used to live here.
Yep. Right?
239, ask Mike. It's that simple.
Ask Mike.
275.
I will call you Mike because I'm really bothered by this, and it's still fresh. And, you know, I'm sitting there looking at her box of ashes every day I walk in the door.
Oh, sorry, Larry.
My heart is broken.
Call Mike, and he's going to get you in touch with somebody that can help you.
And we're going to look into it. We're going to get somebody to look into it and see if there's grounds to go forward.
There's a whole lot of things that happen along the way, and I do have all medical records. I'm working on all that now. It goes back 2.5 years. So.
All right, buddy.
We'll get all that to a competent lawyer in that. In that area and see if we can help you. I'm sorry for your loss.
Very quick from the Absolute Law text line. Mike, I'm going through a divorce. Any tips on filing out the financial affidavit form? Any tips?
You should bend over and stretch first, right? Yeah,
depends. Are you the man or the woman? Because there's a penis tax in Lee County. You know, what I would tell you is you have to be honest because it's under oath. And if you get busted lying, it's going to be a big problem. So you just got to be honest. And unfortunately, not a lot of people, at least half of them, in my opinion, don't and are not honest. And then you're at a disadvantage because, well, you can't beat a lie. So work with your lawyer closely and fill out the form in a way that's truthful but most advantageous to you.
Here's Mike in Naples. Mike, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Hey, Mike. My daughter was driving to work on Cinco de Mayo, and we live just off of Mockley Road. She was T-boned, and the driver drove away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There were two witnesses that saw it. They did find the car 2 days later. Uh-huh. It went to the crime lab. But they still have not determined who was driving the car.
And they may never. You know, the sad reality is this, that poor little girl that was killed in Cape Coral at the bus stop.
Right.
So far, they haven't charged anybody. They found the vehicle that was involved in the accident, but nobody can put the young man who everybody believes was driving it. Nobody can actually put him behind the wheel. And that's part of the reason they haven't brought charges yet, because they can't identify the person. And so there's probably not going to be any charges brought unless new witnesses come forward.
But his car, he does have car insurance, but he has yet to pick up the vehicle from the crime lab.
Of course.
That's where it went.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. That's a tough call. Ask me a specific question about those facts. What is it that you want to know?
How can they prove who was driving?
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult, and they can't. And he can still go pick up his car at the crime lab. Yeah, it's my car. That didn't mean I was driving it during the accident. Prove it.
Well, they told me that the guy could always still now say it was stolen and he didn't realize it.
Okay. Well, why can't he go pick up his car at the crime lab?
Good question.
Well, that's a question.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't appreciate it.
It's so frustrating.
It's my car, but I didn't. That doesn't mean I committed a crime with it. Give me my car back.
It's extremely frustrating, Mike. It's extremely frustrating because you know that a family member of yours was done wrong, and you got to stick to the law, and it's like, prove this, prove that, when you know damn well that son of a bitch is not going to go and pick up his car because it was involved in a hit and run, and he effed up.
But, you know, here's the thing. That you had, right? You can still bring a civil action because you believe it was him, and then you're going to have to.
And then you got the preponderance of the evidence.
As opposed to beyond a reasonable doubt, which is a much harder standard. And you're going to have discovery in that lawsuit where you get to take his deposition, make him answer written questions under oath, et cetera, so you're going to be able to pin him down.
All right.
Okay. And there were two witnesses that said she had the green light and his was red for at least 3 seconds, and he blew right through it.
Was she injured?
She had to go to the hospital, but not badly.
Oh, God.
Car's totaled.
Okay, is she going to have any surgeries or anything like that, or we don't know yet?
I doubt it.
Okay, well, that's okay. Have her call me, 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll talk to her and see if I can get her over to a lawyer who does only that kind of work and you know, can help her out.
All right, Mike.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank
you. There you go, buddy.
Thanks.
I'd say, very loose analogy. but it's like OJ. The criminal trial, they didn't. But in the civil trial, they did.
Because the burden of proof in the criminal trial was beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's hard to meet. That's a very high standard. As opposed to the civil trial being, as you said, any preponderance of the evidence. Meaning it's more likely than not. Much easier standard.
Here's Stacy on line three. Stacy, thanks for holding, buddy. You're on with Mike Giannopoulos.
Hey, I got a quick question on a real estate deal.
Okay.
I owned a mobile home in a park in North Fort Myers, and the realtor, the listing agent, actually is the one that bought the home.
Okay.
Now, the park will not let me out of my lease because they won't sign a lease with him because he already owned the home in the park. And I'm trying to get out of this lease, and I've tried every way I can possibly go, and they just won't let me out of it.
Is the mobile home one that's movable, that he'll move to another property, or is it one that, you know, they put skirting and foundation around?
No, it's there. It's not.
It's not
the
going
only way it's going. It's not going anywhere.
Okay, so then, yeah, we're gonna have to look at what the association docs say about that particular park. And
wouldn't that have prevented the sale to begin with if he was going to buy that mobile home and already had a property there, and that they would know before they signed their name on the sale of that thing that he can't have two of them?
And that's why I want to look at what the docs say. Why can't he have two of them?
Well, and that's why, you know, we could have sold this thing on our own, but not knowing the laws and all this other stuff, we just thought it would be easier to get an agent that would take care of everything. You don't have to worry about it. Now I'm getting a bill every month for the lot rent, right, and they won't let me out of it. And I say, well, I just won't pay the lot rent because according to the state of Florida and Lee County, that someone else owns that mobile home, not me.
Right. So,
but I'm on the hook. And what my fear is, if lightning strikes it, or is there a fire or whatever, I'm going to be liable for cleaning the place up if, you know, this guy could just walk and
his value's gone.
That's right. So what you need to do is bring me the documents on the sale, bring me the documents that govern the association, association handbook or whatever they have.
The prospectus or whatever?
Well, the prospectus is really about their financial status and what they're doing with the money. I don't need that. I need to know what the bylaws are or the association rules by which the residents live.
Okay.
So the contract for the sale, the HOA documents or association documents, and a copy of your lease agreement with them. If you bring me those three things, I can look at them and pretty quickly and give you an opinion about what I think you can do or can't do.
Okay. Okay.
That sounds good. And by the way, Stan, I did have to move to the armpit of Florida, Fort Pierce, for the job. But I'm not really in the Alphabet City area. I'm kind of the left shoulder, not quite the armpit.
Appreciate the call.
You know, I want to ask you a theoretical question because it was interesting in your interaction with him, and you're asking for the bylaws of the community and all that. When you're dealing with the law, there are so many of them.
That's right.
What takes precedence when you have your federal, state, county, municipal, and then you get down to associations? What is the law at that point?
The law of associations is not, quote, law, because it's not passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, it's not pronounced by court, but it is a contractual obligation. So when you buy in a place that has an HOA or an association of any kind, you're given a set of the bylaws and the rules, and you're taking the property subject to those conditions. Okay, you can't use it you can't run a business out of it. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Because it's a contract,
and they're. To protect the property values is the idea. But, yes, it's a contract, and that's what makes it the law. They can enforce it because of the contract, not because it's a law. You agreed to it when you bought the house.
Mm-hmm.
When laws conflict between federal, state, and local?
There is a thing called conflict of law provision in the Florida statutes that tells us what takes priority, what takes precedence, who goes where, if there's a conflict, et cetera.
One more.
So they've thought of this.
Mike, from the Absolute Law text line, last one for today. Hey, Mike, my family has a, and this is the way he phrased it, my family has a very Dave-like person living with
Everybody's
them.
Everybody's got a Dave.
Yep, with them, who's pretty much dead weight. The person is 18 and getting kicked out of the home. Can my family be held liable for leaving this person, like a Dave, out on the streets?
No. No, he's 18 years old. He's a grown-up, and you have no obligation to support him unless he owns the house you're kicking him out of or owns part of it. Or unless
he
has a
lease. Sorry for him. Yeah. But,
you don't have an obligation to support him.
Unless he owns or has a lease or has some kind of contract.
Well, I would bet you some judge somewhere would say, he's only 18 years old. You can't treat him like that.
Did you see, and I know we're almost out of time, real quick, did you see the lawsuit a couple of months ago? It wasn't in Florida, where a parents had to sue their 36-year-old son to get him out of the house.
Yes.
Yep.
That's the millennials. The millennials. Welcome, millennium. Millennials. Welcome. I'd like to have a millennium.
But look at what he did. He made them take him to court. And it went on for months.
Well, hey,
and
he's then, entitled. He's entitled to live there for free.
And do you remember? He lost. He had to move out, but they gave him like 3 months to do it. So he had another 3 month ride
free.
In the house.
Free.
Free.
Yeah, he got the better part of a year.
Wow.
After they decided he needed to go, he got
but
the better part
time.
Of a year.
He needed time.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
You're easy to get a hold of.
I'm just easy. But you can get me anytime at 2-3 unless you're Colette. you can get me anytime at 239 Ask Mike. I answer your calls 24/7. It's outside of business hours. Press 6 and you'll speak to me.
You know, Stan and I talk about it all the time. When we were teenagers, we could not wait to get out of the house.
Amen. And get a driver's license. Yeah. These kids are 18 and not driving.
There's like my daughter, I won't let her have one.
There you go.
You know what? I need to give her a lesson.
She likes to daydream. I don't need that.
Well, I like to daydream.
Every Tuesday.
Is cheap, ain't?
Remember when we were in Orlando and I was daydreaming
yes,
in like six
Thank
lanes of traffic?
Goodness, I was riding shotgun. Haney. Mike Chiannopoulos every Tuesday here on the Stan and Haney Show. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Breaker 19. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails 30 minutes from now. Stan's Name That Movie. Today's subject, non-human killers. Non-human killers. We're going to play 5 movie clips. Of bad things that happen, but they're not by human.
You know, yesterday we were talking about Kate Smith.
Yes.
There is an excellent column in The Hill today, and it is titled, Will Political Correctness Kill Classic Movies? And
You look go back to the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and movies that even as simple as White Christmas with Bing Crosby. If you got political correctness, that's gone.
I'll read you a little bit of it. The rise of political correctness can be seen across movie screens this weekend. The Hustle, a gender swap remake of 1988's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, rails against the patriarchy between sight gags. Avengers Endgame shoehorns a minor gay character into the story as super virtue signaling. Long Shot shows Seth Rogen apologizing for the United States bombing Japan to end World War II. Even older films and the stars who made them great are now seen through the PC prism. And this is what caught my eye, because we were talking about Kate Smith, and I said, who's next, John Wayne? Just ask the estate of John Wayne. The legendary star was pummeled a few months ago, decades after his passing, for a racially insensitive Playboy interview in 1971. critics demanded that his name be stripped from John Wayne Airport in Orange County, yep. California.
It's coming.
And it is scary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you hear about personalities being deplatformed. They're doing the same thing with movies, and I didn't even realize this. When comedian Louis C.K. admitted to pleasuring himself in front of women without their consent, he lost more than his FX series Louis. HBO announced it had expunged all Louis C.K.-related programming from its service, including all of his stand-up specials and the series that he did before, Lucky Louie. It's taken away. Yeah. You're not allowed to watch that.
Yep. It's coming.
This has got to stop, or it is going to end badly for everyone.
Amen.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
What do we got? We'll start with a couple in Fort Myers. Crash. Fairfield Drive and Tanglewood Parkway. Another one in Fort Myers. Traffic control, they call it. 6 Mile Cypress and South Tamiami Trail. Bonita Springs disabled vehicle. Eastbrook Drive and Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is. Haney's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. A bride is upset after a guest has the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to show up with 10, count them, 10 Tupperware containers. We have been saying for years, don't do your proposal, you know, in the middle of a sporting event. Don't put it up on a billboard. Just stop it.
Yep. You know, stop with the dramatics.
Yeah. Well, it has progressed to the point where it's beyond marriage proposals now. A high school kid just prom-posed on a billboard in effing Times Square.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look at me.
Yep.
A man facing a racism lawsuit says he can't possibly be racist. His dog is black.
Yep, we heard it. Unbelievable. Talk yourself into a hole.
And finally, a 900-pound Virginia man facing a
How big?
900.
Jeez.
A 900-pound Virginia man facing a drug conspiracy charge had to be physically cut out of his home to appear in court. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We've got a little bit in store for you, hopefully, each and every day with the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by
Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Mark.
Stan.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Jeez, this guy.
He's a commie.
Yeah, he is.
He turns 35 today. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about Mark Zuckerberg.
Top things you didn't know about Mark Zuckerberg.
He'd trade it all to look like Brad Pitt for a day.
Or Dave with the bleached hair there over there.
Oh, yeah.
Twink.
Shut up.
Not a lot of people know this.
What?
His wife has a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, really?
In gold digging.
Bitch.
Jeez.
His friends call him the Zuck.
Yeah.
So nobody calls him the Zuck. He just bought all the air, and now you owe him a dollar every time you breathe.
Love it.
Not a lot of people know this.
What's that?
He can speak several languages.
Oh, really?
And shockingly, none are Klingon.
Laugh it up.
Speaks most of the normal languages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He began writing software in middle school, right around the same time you were learning to spell boobs on a calculator.
Yeah. Texas Instruments.
He recently sold your social security numbers to the Russians for a Red Bull and a fleece hoodie. You cannot block him on Facebook.
No, no.
Those who've attempted it are no longer with us.
Yep.
He protects his own privacy thanks to a little-known trick called avoiding Facebook. And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
People often mistake him for fetal alcohol syndrome Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And that, my friend.
Has left the building. Email time, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Thank you, Freddie. This is from Mark. Ahoy. Stan, I don't know what your fiance did, but whatever it was, she should patent it, bottle it, and sell it. But I've been listening to you and your recent travels with her at your side. Do you realize you are no longer the K-Rock curmudgeon of times gone by? She has you going out during the week and on weekend trips. There hasn't been much talk of a new pet experiment, with the exception of that cat from hell. And there hasn't been any more dead spiders or fish. I don't have any more fish. My spider is doing quite well, thank you. Thanks to, I got that from HW years ago, and you just leave it alone. Throw in a few crickets like once a month. It's fine. It likes being in a dark place.
Well, and since you've got to go to a agribusiness for pet food anyway, you can pick up some crickets.
Precisely. That's what I do. Wasn't there something to do with a tortoise chasing a plastic bowl? Yeah, I got a tortoise, too. He's doing well, too. I just got him a new hut.
Stan. Your place is not that big.
No, I got a tortoise, a spider, and a cat. You know what? You're even somewhat kinder to Dave. But don't go overboard, Stan, with the Dave kindness. We still enjoy the regular berating he gets from you. Oh, don't worry. That's in my blood. That doesn't go away.
That's genetic.
Yeah, take care and keep it up. Signed, Mark. Trust me. You know what?
Dave serves a valuable purpose in your life.
Yep.
You know what? You should thank him once in a while.
Maybe. When I can think of a good reason to thank him. Like, what have you done today? Other than just really make a spectacle out of yourself being a twink. Very gay.
Shut up, bro. Those are just gnarly words, yeah. Man.
Even Mike Chiannopoulos, who didn't have any idea what we were talking about, took one look at you and blew you a kiss.
Yeah, there's weird stuff going on around the building, bro.
Well, you did it.
Freaking me out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You got to be careful, man.
Yeah, apparently.
The Guardian.
Jesus.
Thank you. Stan, your story about your weekend trip was pretty darn funny. It seemed typical, however, for you. It reminded me of the time we went to Tropicana for a concert. Yes? What you were describing is a very sketchy area. So the morning before the concert, we went and plotted our course in and out of the area. Well, that didn't do us a damn bit of good. When we first left, I had trouble finding the car. I think everybody at some point in time has had trouble finding the car. Remember the time you and Joe Robbie?
Oh my God, that was that was epic.
Yeah. Had to take you around, they had to take you around in a golf cart to find it.
Oh, finally the golf cart came and got me. But this was after going to the completely wrong lot after the game and watching fan fights and boyfriends and girlfriends fighting, people getting overly affectionate, rolling in the mud. Sixty-year-old guy that thinks he's Dan Marino trying to throw the football.
All and, just to leave a football game.
And then, oh, my shoulder. And I'm like, where the F is the car? Get me out of here.
Once we got in the car and we were out of the parking lot, my plan went all to hell. After several wrong turns, we were completely lost, deep in the heart of that sketchy area. Now, I'm sure I didn't help that I had taken part in a lot of fun. So I had pulled over trying to get my bearings when a car goes by, rolls up to the stop sign. They also seemed to be confused, but I decided to follow them. I figured safety in numbers. Turns out it was a good decision. Within 10 minutes, we were back on the main road and then on to I-275 and headed home. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Stan's Name That Movie. We got Busch Gardens. We've got WWE tickets, Miracle tickets, Bam's Restaurant, Pewter Mug, Barbecue Saw. Your job is to name the movie today, Non-Human Killers.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... Sorry.
Stan and Haney
on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. About a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news, we are going to play Stan's Name That Movie here in just a second. Today, five movie clips. Non-human predators, killers. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. I'll go over the prizes as soon as we finish. Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
One thing on the board, and it is a crash. Fort Myers, San Carlos Boulevard, and Kelly Road. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. You guys know how this game is played. Play a movie clip. We got five of them today. First person to identify the film will win a prize. Phones are on lockdown right now.
Crowd here tonight. That's wonderful. Nice to have all of you folks.
Thank you, Sammy.
Show at the Sands Hotel. We intend to swing a little bit and wail a little bit.
Hey, hello there. We got a stranger in our midst. Welcome to our club. I'm so glad you came.
Oh, Dave.
I hope you like what we're going to do for you. We'd like to tell you about our favorite town, Morty. It's the 8th wonder of the world, the 9th and 10th as well. That fabulous town called Hollywood, where my favorite people dwell. Now some folks can knock it and holler, take it away.
Yeah.
But every time they knock it, you're gonna hear me say, hooray for Hollywood.
Got barbecue saw, pewter mug, Bam's restaurant in Naples. A pair of tickets to Busch Gardens to celebrate the opening of Tigris, Florida's tallest launch coaster. The WWE coming back to Hertz Arena July 22nd for SummerSlam Heat Wave. Got tickets, and if you want to go to a Fort Myers Miracle game, got tickets as well for you. Your job to be the first person to identify the film. We'll release the phones after we play the first clip. Non-human predators and killers. Here's movie clip number one. Name this movie.
Can I hold him?
Sure. I don't see why not. He seems to like you.
Great. Thanks a lot. Sorry.
Who's in that jar?
Nothing, just water.
Why is it making that noise? What is it?
I don't know.
Is it alive?
I don't know.
One, two, three, four, five new ones. Now can I have one?
Oh, I don't know, Pete.
Hey, look, that one's got a cute little stripe on its head.
Isn't that incredible, Pete?
Yeah, great.
I mean, don't you think this is incredible?
Name the movie. Phone lines released. First person to identify the film will get themselves a prize. Dave knows that one. That's right up Dave's alley. Sorry about that with the hair. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, can you name the movie?
Gremlins.
It is. It's Gremlins. What would you like?
Bam's.
Yep. Going to give you $25 to Bam's restaurant in Naples. Hold on, buddy. Nice job. You knew that one, didn't you, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Name one person who's in that movie.
The one of the Philbin kid. Corey?
Yes. Very good.
Mogwai.
Yeah, Mogwai first.
When do you feed him?
You don't feed him after midnight.
And don't ever
give it chicken.
Get them wet.
That's right.
Or give them chicken.
Yeah, you give them chicken because they like chicken.
Because when the eggs are fresh,
yeah,
they're too runny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
I got chickens.
Yeah. You got yolk.
Hey, man, he's egg yolk.
Yeah. He's right there.
Do you have to go gather the eggs every morning?
No, man, right now they're out there just doing all their little, clucking. They're clucking hard, bro.
Well, who gets the eggs?
Well, my neighbor's built a coop, and I go over and help collect the eggs, you know, when they lay them, but they're not laying like a bunch of them.
Okay.
It's cool, bro.
It's all right, man.
Don't worry about it.
They're all good.
Yeah, you are good.
Movie.
But you said when they're fresh, they're too runny.
Yeah, they're very runny for some
movie
reason.
Clip number two.
Did you find that when you lived on the farm?
What?
That fresh eggs are too runny?
No, I did not. As a matter of fact, farm fresh eggs have an actual stronger yolk than yolks that you would get. They actually sat up higher and were healthier.
Well, what's wrong with egg yolk then?
Look at him. Runny. Use some white bread.
Soak it up. Dude.
Movie clip number two. We're talking about non-human predators, killers. Name this movie. Dave will know it.
Why are you doing this? Why? Isn't the universe big enough for both of us? What is wrong with you people? We could work together. Why be enemies? Because we're different? Is that why? Think of the things that we could do. Think how strong we would be together. There is nothing that we could not accomplish. Think about it. Think about it. Why destroy when you can create? We can have it all. Or we can smash it all. Why can't we work out our differences? Why can't we work things out? Little people. Why can't we all just get along?
Name the movie. By the way, Chicken Man, who knows eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh eggs are the firmest eggs ever.
Must be the person preparing them.
Yeah, must be. You're not feeding them right. name the movie.
You're doing something wrong,
yep, Bob. Something apparently. Wrong. Broheim.
Shut up.
Brocephus. Frosted Head.
Frosty the egg yolk.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Carl.
Carl, name the movie. Ahoy.
A lot of effort to get through, Carl.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. That might not have been Carl's fault.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, the line three, that he cut out and line three was dead. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Joe from Naples.
There we go. Joe, you know the movie, right?
Yeah, Mars Attacks.
Yep, Mars Attacks. What would you like?
I'll take the Busch Gardens ticket.
Busch Gardens, hold the line. That's it for Busch Gardens. We got WWE. We got the Fort Myers Miracle. We've got Bam's Restaurant, Pewter Mug, Barbecue Saw. Non-human predators and killers. Movie clip number three. Name this movie that Dave will know before you do.
Tell something? It hurt. It hurt like a son of a bitch. It even bled. Now, why is that, John?
You're turning human.
What?
The more time you spend in that body, the more human you become.
You mean I have to live out the rest of my life in this body? No f***ing way! You got me into this, you get me out.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because you're an abomination. An outrage against nature. You perverted everything I've taught you and used it for evil. And you have to be stopped.
You know, I thought something like this might happen. That's why I prepared for it.
What are you talking about?
Your own personal mojo, Doc.
Give me that.
Sure. How do you want it? Broken leg? Oh! Shouldn't tell your customers where you hide things like this, John. Gets you in trouble every time.
Oh, that's mean.
You know that one, don't you, Dave? You know that, don't mm-hmm. you? Piece of cake for you.
Of course he does.
I grew up in the movies,
you
bro.
Sure did grow up in the movies. Never went to school, but just would be put in front of the boob tube.
Well, school wasn't for him. Right. It wasn't a good fit.
Right. Yeah,
that's what they told him.
Here we go. Ahoy, who's this? Line three is completely gone. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Not, 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 not.
Ahoy, who's this?
Albert.
Can you name the movie, Robert?
Child's Play.
It is Child's Play. You are correct. You didn't know that, Dave, did you? What would you like?
You still got Busch Gardens?
Busch Gardens is gone. I got WWE. I've got Fort Myers Miracle. I got Bam's Restaurant, Pewter Mug, Babacusaw.
WWE.
You got it. Hold on. Child's Play. The first one. Which was the best one?
I've never seen any of them.
You didn't? Oh.
Didn't care for
it. Oh.
Stupid doll.
That talking doll.
Stupid doll.
Yeah. You saw it, but you saw it, Dave, didn't you? Yeah, you did. You probably even had one of those dolls and you'd act like it was real.
Yeah, stupid doll. Looking at me.
Movie clip number 4. Non-human predators. Name the movie.
How come the company sent us a goddamn robot?
All I can think of is they must have wanted the alien for the weapons division. It's been protecting it right along.
Parker, will you plug it in?
I don't know why.
Because he may know how to kill it.
Ash, can you hear me? Ash!
Yes, I can hear you.
Name the movie. Oh, Dave's stumped by that one.
That was loud.
But you keep... Never mind. Your headphones are just fine in your ears.
Yeah, they're perfect.
No, I got it.
Perfect.
I got it.
Dave knows everything, man. Especially when he can't say.
Ahoy, who's this? Yep. Ahoy.
Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. Can you name the movie?
Is it... What?
Hold it. Hold it. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Who's in there? Who's...
My husband's driving the car.
Okay. And is he the one playing the game or you?
He is. So his name is Paul.
And Paul, Paul, I don't want him taking his hands off the wheel.
He's not.
Good. And Paul says what?
What did you say?
Alien.
You are correct. Well, yeah. Paul's correct. You had no idea, though, did you?
No, I did not. No. It's probably one of those movies he watched before he married me.
But... what would you like?
Pewter Mug, please.
Done. Hold on. Honest. We got one more. And it's
it's fine if you want to do it that way. Yeah. Just be upfront about it.
This is the easiest of them all. I try to get different clips from this film, but this film is so recognizable that it doesn't matter what. You can take any clip from any part of this movie. Name this movie with a non-human predator. Easiest of them all. Here you go.
Hurry up. Get that done.
You can't do a damn thing.
Get that rope. Get this undone. Get that untangle up there. I'm doing it.
Hey, fellas, all of the sheet, make it fast. Hey, you guys okay over there?
In the pond!
Ah! know that one.
You got to let me answer one,
no,
man.
No, I'm not going to let you.
Let me win something for somebody.
Write it down on a piece of paper. I'll tell you whether it's right. It's the easiest one on the board. You've got to write it down to win something for somebody.
All of
this
them
person
were
right here is going to know what it is.
I know what year and everything.
Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Jim.
Jim, name it.
Jaws.
It is Jaws. Mm-hmm. You are correct. Dave, what year?
1976. Steven
75.
Spielberg.
74.
75.
74.
74.
75. 74. 77.
What would you like?
Yeah, any more Peter Mugg?
Yeah, Peter Mugg. Got it. Hold on.
Awesome.
What year, did Jaws come out? 1975. 1975, Mister. I grew up in the movies.
I did, man. Sorry about that. Okay,
so
I was a few months off.
Whatever.
Yeah, nobody knows for sure.
Yeah, a few months off.
It was 74.
I'm looking at it right there.
You're right.
1975.
No, Haney's right. Filmed in 74, released in 75.
Oh, look, and you were completely wrong, weren't you?
I was just a little off.
Yeah.
Thanks for having my back, bro. Yeah.
No problem, bro.
Can I have an outro, Haney? Please.
Well, you know, people in hell want ice
water.
Yeah. I grew up in the movies.
Yeah, I did.
You know that.
Oh, he's the man. You're just jealous.
Yeah. I got it right.
The Steven Spielberg man.
Yeah.
That's right, man.
Yeah, damn right.
Right on.
Get some.
That's right. Where was that filmed?
Up in Massachusetts, I believe, right?
Yeah. Where in Massachusetts?
Well, the beach was actually called Amityville, but that was in the movie. I forget what
yeah
the movie
oh
was
yeah the Amityville horror.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the beach.
Remember? Right
Martha's,
on.
Martha's Vineyard.
That right was like the beach side of right where the Amityville horror
yeah
was.
Yeah, I grew up in the movies.
I didn't.
Nope, me neither.
Sorry you're jealous.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to, what was it?
Non-human predators.
To non-human predators. Tune in next week when Stan pays tribute to human, what?
Predators.
To human predators.
Yeah.
As opposed to non-human predators.
Like a shark.
Like a baby shark?
Baby Shark.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Yep. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, I think there's only three people left in the building that have been around long enough that required FCC licenses. You and I have FCC licenses, and Matt Mangus probably has an FCC license.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. Then I got Egg Yolk over here talking about how he's having dreams about Godzuki, the baby Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing Haney and I clips of Godzuki.
Why don't you play a little sound of Godzuki?
Yeah, that was great.
Why does Godzuki appear in your dreams?
I've been on this classic sci-fi kick, man, and I'll just let the movies roll. Just play.
Damn, if Dave the Waterman doesn't look like the lead singer of Bronski Beat.
Who the hell's Bronski Beat,
I don't know.
I don't think you'd like it. I don't know what it is.
Godzuki.
That's a donkey.
Where's Godzuki?
Godzilla's teaching him how to blow fire.
Right. And he can only blow smoke rings.
Yeah. Heck. Watch.
Oh, there's Godzuki. That's him, right there.
Yep.
So, Godzuki is Godzilla's son.
Yeah, Godzuki,
baby.
Man.
It's just a baby.
It's good stuff.
A lot of people don't know I played Godzuki.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in college.
Yeah. It was a very dramatic role.
Huh.
Yep, very important to me. Part of my life.
Godzuki really rules, man.
It's really uncanny. The only person that I've seen in a similar role that ever came close to you was the late, great Peter Mayhew.
Yep. With your Darth Vader and
Chewbacca,
Chewbacca, and
Well, I'm not a Warzy, all right? I know Prowse and Chewbacca.
There you go.
And you're not a Thronesy either.
No, I'm not a Thronesy. I'm not a Trekkie. I'm not a Warzy.
What are you?
I'm not a Marvy, Marvel Comics.
That's a Marvy.
Yep, you're Marvies. I'll tell you what I am. Guy that can deliver a traffic report.
Damn.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
I guess I'm a Warzy and a Thronesy.
Yeah.
More a Thronesy now than a Warzy.
Gatsuki.
Because I like the first Star Wars.
Yeah.
Zuki.
All right, Zukis.
Fort Myers, the only thing on the board still working that crash. South Tamiami Trail and 6 Mile Cypress. One more traffic report for you in about 25, 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the news. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, May 14th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
As somebody pointed out, I'm a stoogie. I love the Three Stooges.
So well, who doesn't?
I'm a stoogie.
I think we're everybody.
We all stoogies here. Name Dave the Six Three Stooges.
The Six Three Stooges. Curly Moe, man.
Mm. Yeah, wake up and go to sleep.
Yeah.
There were six of them.
I know there was.
Hey, looky here.
Oh, Shimp.
That's four.
Larry. Yeah, yeah.
Moe.
Larry Moe. Curly. Shimp.
Shimp.
Shimp. Shimp.
Joe Besser.
Oh, wow. Forget that.
And Curly Joe.
All right, well. His brother.
Curly Joe Dorita.
Wasn't that his brother?
No.
Oh.
Well, spiritually.
Spiritually, yes.
Time now for things you didn't know. Well, it turns out, after all these years, we find out they're doing it wrong.
Oh, who's doing it wrong?
The tinfoil hat conspiracy people. Science has proven wearing a tinfoil hat not only does not block radio frequencies, it increases reception.
Oh, sure. Who didn't, when we were kids, put foil on the old rabbit ears?
In America, we have the phone number 911. It's for everything.
Yeah.
So you don't have to remember a bunch of different numbers. That's not the way they do it in South Korea. They have three-digit numbers for everything. So, for instance, the emergency number in South Korea for a crime is 112.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a fire, it's 119. And 113 if you need to report a spy.
Yep. And 115 for Gatsuki.
Mm.
Stan, can you name the first person to have a number one hit after they died?
Wow, that's a good one. That's a good one. Number one hit after they died.
Mm-hmm. Posthumous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Posthumous.
Janis Joplin?
No. And you're going to kick yourself.
I don't know.
It was released and hit number one in January of 1968. 1 month after he died in a plane crash.
He died. Sitting on the dock of the bay.
You are absolutely correct.
That's Otis Redding.
Mm-hmm.
Because he died before that song came out.
Yep. Month before in a plane crash. That's a shame. You know, biggest hit of his career.
Yeah. Too.
Do you know what I'm talking about if I say a onesie?
That's baby stuff. Like when you go buy baby clothes, get them a set of onesies.
So, for instance, if you came up with a great idea for some kind of baby clothes and you wanted to sell a onesie, would you be able to do that?
Why not?
Well, you can't, because the word onesie is a trademark of Gerber.
Yeah, that's why I would change. I would call it something like Oshkosh Bagosh.
Yeah, that's a good generic name. And yes, if you're wondering, if you use the word onesie,
yeah,
Gerber is very litigious, and they are known to go after companies that use the term onesie and then force them to use alternatives like infant bodysuit. Really rolls off the tongue.
Like a onesie.
Mm-hmm. A woman from Pennsylvania just posted a story about her wedding on an F-book group. She recently got married. And she says she allowed one of her dad's friends to bring his daughter and daughter's husband to their small wedding.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of that right now. You know, mine is, it's only, I think it's 15 people max. And now, and word starts spreading around the family as to who's coming.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Any chance I could scalp my invite?
No.
What are they going for?
I don't know.
I already contacted the tabloids. They're not interested.
No.
But she got upset when she found out the woman she barely knew had the nerve.
The unmitigated gall.
To bring 10 Tupperware containers.
What?
And the woman filled 7 of them with food from the buffet.
Hey, we've seen it here at a K-Rock at a Christmas party.
So, 7 of them filled up from the buffet, 3 of them exclusively for desserts. And, oh, by the way, grabbed several beers to go, along with taking the floral centerpieces on the way out.
You're kidding.
And her gift to the couple?
Yeah.
A crisp $5 bill.
Wow. That's low. Remember when the wife of the...
Yes.
Did that at
shrimp in the pockets, shrimp in the purse.
Big purse, loading up the shrimp. Can you imagine if
one
got left behind?
Shameless.
Yeah. I can't divulge who,
when somebody reaches the point that they don't care, watch what happens.
And they weren't poor.
Mm-mm.
They just wanted to take some of this lovely Beasley Christmas party food home.
I'm taking what's mine.
And right up there with the big purse.
That was disgusting.
Meat, seafood. I'm not lying.
That spin dip didn't travel well.
No. And the thing is, the next day, because we have our Christmas parties during the week, it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, we talked about it on the air, that what we saw, that we were appalled. And I'm telling you, Haney and I, to this person and his family, because it was the wife that did it, we were dirt. Dirt for a long time.
So uncouth.
Yep.
To bring up the fact that they were mooching all the shrimp out of the buffet.
I mean, these were big, nice jumbo shrimp.
Nice.
Yeah.
But we're the bad guy.
Yeah, we were the bad guy. We were, oh, how dare you? You're dirt. My wife's not even going to talk to you anymore. How
okay,
dare you?
I'm fine with
we
that.
We invited you over to our home.
Well, I didn't go.
Yeah. Your wife was standing by the buffet loading up her purse.
You think nobody's going to notice? Or you just think no one will say anything? That's where they got mad.
Yep.
Because we had the nerve to say something.
Yeah, and we did.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including two GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
By the way, the texter that took a guess at who it was, incorrect.
Well, best to let sleeping dogs.
Yes, let it, you know, they got to live.
You know, there he is again. Good guy Joe Biden showing up on our monitor.
Yeah.
Did you hear what former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates said about Joe Biden?
Yes, I did.
He said, first of all, it is impossible to dislike Joe Biden. Personally, he's very engaging. But there was a but.
Yeah, well, yeah, a little caveat to it there.
He said, I've known Joe Biden for over 40 years. And in that time, not once have I known him to make the correct decision.
Yeah. Said
not once.
Said he's too old. He's not very bright. And not once, I think it was with foreign policy, not once have I ever heard Joe Biden make the correct decision regarding foreign policy or something along those. But and yeah, that's what he said.
And you're hearing.
Every time it was wrong.
And you're hearing another thing that you just said more and more. And we've known this, but people are saying it publicly. Look. He'll glad hand you and smile and be as nice as can be. He's dumb.
He's not very bright.
There's a 78-year-old gent by the name of John Nesbitt who worked as a school bus driver in West Point, Utah. Still working at 78. How about that, huh? Driving a school bus seems like a great idea. Back in February, he closed the doors on the school bus as a biracial 14-year-old was getting off the bus. The kid's backpack got stuck. It's not John's problem. He drove off anyway. The kid was dragged about 150 feet.
Yeah.
Before John stopped and opened the doors. Now, rather than say, why is a 78-year-old man driving the school bus, the kid's mom is suing John and the school district. Why?
Why?
Was it because he was a 78-year-old man driving the school bus?
No, it was not.
No, it wasn't. She says that John did it because of racial animus toward her son. She pointed at two other incidents where he was accused of racism in the past few years. But ask the man himself. And John will be the first to tell you he's not racist, and he has proof. John says, quote, look at my dog. He's as black as could be. The kid's mom says she's not looking for any money in the suit.
No.
She just wants the district to put the screws to John.
Right. At 78.
John said, allow me to retort then. I retire.
Yep. And everybody around said, about time.
But he proved his point.
Yep.
Couldn't possibly be racist.
Yeah.
He's got a black dog.
Right there.
Jeez. Can't argue with it. Or can you?
Yeah, you can.
Makes perfect sense to me. For years, we have railed against the practice of the over-the-top proposal.
Yeah.
Interrupting hockey games, baseball games, football games, you know, doing flybys. God knows what they're
being
doing.
Being a local singer and having it done at, Hertz Arena. I had to go to that.
Do you know somebody offered me big money to do that? And I told them no.
No.
I'm not doing that. Well, it has now infected what they call promposals, meaning just asking a girl to the prom. There's a high school senior named Kyle Gelber from Horace Greeley High School in Chappaqua, New York. You know who lives there.
Yeah, I do. Some politician lives there. Who lives in Chappaqua?
Bill and Hill.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
their offices are in Harlem.
Of course. Their residence is in a different place, in Chappaqua. And Kyle invited a girl by the name of Phoebe Spar to the prom. He did this by asking her live on an effing billboard in effing Times Square.
Yep.
Apparently, his daddy is friends with the CEO of T-Mobile, and he allowed Kyle to take over their billboard to ask Phoebe to the prom.
What'd she say?
Well, I think she shot him down and said that he's a prime example of white privilege and the patriarchy.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 48-year-old gentleman named Kenneth Hicks from Emporia, Virginia. Kenneth weighs in at 900 pounds.
Oh, my God. Rob, do we have a picture of that? God, I gotta see it.
Due to his unusual size, Kenneth cannot physically move.
At 900 pounds. He needs to see that Dr. Nazardin.
And what would he tell him?
You're too fat. You must lose weight.
So he can't move, and he is also what's known as a forced nudist, because
they can't put nothing on.
No clothes fit him.
And they get that size, they can't clean themselves either. It's true, Dave.
So Kenneth has nothing to do as he lives in his mobile home and allegedly spends all his time helping the local cocaine ring.
Sure.
Even though he can't move or wear clothes.
Right. crying. Oh, it's just awful.
900-pound Kenneth was due in court yesterday. And to make it happen, the judge in his case had a special team of people from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, United States Marshals, paramedics, firefighters, and police. The team had to cut through the walls of Kenneth's home to then transport the nude 900-pound man to the courthouse. Now, the plan was for Kenneth to come to the courthouse in an ambulance.
They don't make him that big.
To face his charge, tribute, and possession pound of cocaine. Well, that's what it takes when you're 900 pounds. Made arrangement for Kenneth to testify from the loading dock. But the hearing was delayed because, shockingly, after he was removed from his home, he had some medical issues.
Oh, yeah, they can't move. Then something happens. Something gets coagulated.
And had to go to the hospital. No word on how they dealt with him. However, the judge isn't backing down. It's been rescheduled right there at the loading dock next Tuesday.
900. I watched that 600-pound life. I can imagine 900.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, May 14th.
Double M XIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
I wonder if he's got a lawyer, because, I mean, if he's 900 pounds nude, cannot leave the mobile home without having it, you know, cut in half.
Yeah.
He can't move. He's 900 pounds. He's nude. What the hell could he do?
I don't know.
What are they even accusing him of?
They get stuff done.
He can't move.
He can store stuff. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bring us. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. We're desperately late. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, Fort Myers crash. The 13,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue right by the Bank of America. Then we got traffic control, Fort Myers, South Tamiami Trail and 6 Mile Cypress. That's been there a while, still working it. Lehigh Acres crash, Lee Boulevard and Homestead Road North. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
That's all there is to do in life. You go out, you go back. Every day I say to myself, I got to get out. I feel like going out. I'm going to go out. Then I go out, I stand around somewhere for a little while, and I go, I got to be getting back. What happened? I felt I've been out. Now I've got to get back. I want to go to sleep. I want to get up. I'd like to go out again tomorrow. I don't know what I'm doing, but I feel I have to keep doing it, whatever it is. That's what we do in life. Wherever you are, you got to go. You get to your job, what is your first thought? I've got to get home. I want to get home. You get home, I got to get out. You get out, you know, I got to get back. I really want to get home so I can go out and get ready and get back and go out again. Our whole lives, this whole... Think of the number of times in a week you say, got to go. In a day, 4 or 5 times, right? Got to go, got to go. This is all we do all the time. Where are we going? We never get anywhere where we really want to stay for any long period. Just got to go, got to go. And we all accept that excuse of those two words with no else, you know, nothing like... Where or why? Can you stay? No, gotta go. Okay, go ahead. Go. Go. What happened to that guy? I don't know. He had to go.
Have yourselves
a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We're the Stan and Haney Show. 96K Rock, we leave you this afternoon with this.
What have you done to your hair?
What are you talking about, man? What did you put in your hair?
What have you done to it? Are you putting product in your hair?
Well, it's growing out, you know?
Odd thing he did
He's putting
is,
product in it.
Well, he shaved out. His head bald,
yep.
But dyed the stubble
blonde.
Neon blonde.
Yep. Now, you putting product
It's grown
in it.
Out.
And
so
what
it's,
you got
it's
product?
Like
so
it's a,
that's
man.
Like the poor man's highlights. Well,
damn right, bro.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, son.
It's gay.
Shut up, man. I ain't no homo, bro.
But why would you look like that?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You got product and you look like you got highlighted hair, frosted hair.
I'm bored, man. I got nobody to hang out with. You know? Sitting around.
You want to go to Haagen-Dazs today?
Possibly,
yeah,
because
he needs Aaron's run.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Don't worry, we'll get it
and
done.
And you're short a couple of bucks. They're frosty.
Yeah, I missed you yesterday.
Man, brother, I know, man. I know, bro. I know.
Marvin, do you need something?
Oh, yeah, what's he
right?
looking at? What, are you looking at my hair, bro?
He's trying to see if it looks homo.
See?
Let's ask him.
Is that what? Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Marvin.
Come here. You got
me.
Look, man.
Do you think that looks homo?
Is that homo, bro?
Looks.
Oh, come.
Honestly.
It looks a little gay.
Is it? Come on, Marvin. Tell me.
No, seriously.
What do you think, man?
Just yes or no. Matt, what do you think?
Bro.
He's got
Boss.
Product in it, too.
Boss.
It's the whole package.
Are you kidding? What the? Are you kidding me, man?
See, Marvin's too polite, but he knows.
He knows. They're... Order up some clippers now, boys.
Marvin, is he sending out the wrong signal?
Am I? Why is he smiling like that?
He blushed.
Yeah, he's tripping me out, man.
You look really creepy.
Dude, that's good.
You
still got them clippers in the office? Because I'm cutting it.
No, you better do something.
Because I know that's not what you mean to do.
No, it's not.
That's not what you're trying to
how
attract.
How about, look, I'll do this.
Did you see the way he looked at you?
Yeah.
How about this?
Staring at me through the glass and stuff, man.
If somebody can bring in that wash-in hair color, you want to do that?
Well, I got blue at the house. I was going to do
that. Oh,
no.
Why are you doing that, man?
Is that what you're going to do?
I was.
No. You get
I don't
the
want
stuff
black
that you,
again.
That you shampoo in, and what? Then don't forget to do those eyebrows.
No.
Those dark eyebrows.
No, not again, man. I can't walk around looking like Groucho, bro. That was bad.
That was probably your worst, wasn't it?
Oh, that was so bad.
I don't know why you did this to yourself, though.
Because, man, I get...
Self-esteem issues, is it?
I don't know. I'm just...
Because you're the waterman, man. You don't need things like this.
I know.
Rob, post that right away.
Oh, yeah, thanks,
get
Rob.
Get a close-up right in the hair. It's you have it frosted.
There's
product in it. It looks so gay. It looked like...
Why do you use those
words? Look, there it is!
What? Why do you use those? See? That was a terrible, man.
Oh,
that's not cool. That's not cool.
That's
not cool. That's not cool.
It's very cool.
But you're the one that did it.
Yeah. But it's not cool.
It's just a picture of you.
Jeez. Damn it, man. I'm funny looking.
It's so gay.
Shut up, man.
Do you remember, and I don't know if you want to say his name.
What?
But a man older than us, by a lot, worked here and went through a midlife crisis where he tried to look like he was a member of the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
Really?
It was really disturbing.
You knew him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
He came in and had his hair all spiked up. He had
like,
all...
what are you doing,
he
man?
Had blonde yep. highlights put in. He started wearing leather vests and bandanas. And you know what he had for his Facebook profile? His feet kicked up on the control board saying, life at work. Bad. Mm. Bad.
I don't know what gets into people.
Look at you.
Look at...
And now you know, you got your gray sideburns coming in aggressively.
I know, man.
And then you put that with product and blonde highlights.
It looks gay.
Will you shut up?
No, it's really strange, man.
Yeah. Stop freaking me out, man.
It's
is
like,
it really that bad?
Last week it wasn't.
Because I don't even look in the mirror, man.
Last week it wasn't that bad. Now that it's grown out.
Right.
It looks worse because he's putting product in it, and he probably spent about 15 minutes combing it.
His normal hair is growing in now, and so he's left with just the blonde highlights, and it looks like he's been to the beauty parlor.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody inexperienced.
Yeah, like, you know, like at one of them student.
One of them beauty schools.
Yep.
Little training school.
Yeah. Well, who did your hair? Frenchie?
Yeah. We call him Frenchie.
Beauty school dropout.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.